Police and Yakuza prepare for 2020 Olympic battle. Adapted from JapanToday.com. You may have heard of the 30 Years War, the 100 Years War, and perhaps even the 6-Day War. According to SPA, Japan is now on the verge of a 7 Years War, to be fought between the nation's crime syndicates and the police. The reason is Tokyo being picked to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. On September 9th, the first working day after they selected Tokyo as the host venue, the National Police Agency and Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department met to establish an Olympics task force. Quote, "This speedy reaction shows the police are in high spirits over the Olympics," says a reporter who covers the police for a nationally circulated newspaper, adding, quote, "They're eager to clean up dangerous areas of antisocial elements and have already held numerous meetings." Even before the IOC decided on Tokyo, when the delegates visited here, the cops rounded up the homeless people in Yoyogi Park and moved them into apartments out of sight. That's how badly they wished Tokyo would win. End quote. Why? As veteran crime author Atsushi Mizoguchi writes, quote, "Since large numbers of civil servants from the post-war baby boomer generation began retiring, the police have had a hard time placing their people in second careers via the Amakudari system. Hosting the Olympics is their golden opportunity. In addition to the Olympics, there will be other chances, like the proposed new law to allow casinos. I expect trouble between the police and gangs in areas where their interests have clashed before. The juiciest prize will be 10 construction projects, including the Athletes' Village, centered around Harumi in Chuo Ward. Costs for new buildings facilities in Chuo Ward alone are estimated to reach 460 billion yen. The large general contractor firms will farm out the majority of work to subcontractors, which will hire construction companies which may have ties with organized crime. Other likely sources of revenue are as job brokers and demolition firms, both of which have long ties to gangs. Quote, "If the police come out in force, then I suppose there will be less that trickles down to us," end quote, sighs a gang boss based in Kansai. Quote, "Basically, the general contractor firms have their own business style. For instance, Company S tends to lean toward the police. Company K deals with both the police and gangs. And Company T tends to work closely with the Yakuza. Of these, Company S has a lot of retired police officials. They are expected to work even harder at keeping out the antisocials, so it's not going to be easy for Yakuza to get involved. I suppose at the most you'll see them using the gangs as subcontractors to recruit workers, but the Kodokai is likely to snatch up the really good opportunities." End quote. According to the same source, Yakuza are becoming increasingly poor, and the situation for many is far worse than the average person realizes. Quote, "Several years ago, the junior sub-bosses in the secondary gang affiliates used to easily earn over 100 million in annual income. But after the newest wave of anti-gang regulations and other crackdowns, they have become increasingly estranged from society. All it takes is the smallest crime to get arrested and fined. They don't have much money. End quote. Spa predicts that at this stage in the struggle for supremacy, it looks like the police will take the gold medals.